Задание B1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего 1-6 и утверждениями, данными в списке A-G. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей буквой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker 1. For any celebration, you have so many people to give presents to. Your mates, parents, relatives. It creates a problem of choosing an original present. I think everybody is so tired of traditional gifts. To my mind, the simplest way out is accessories. They are always different and can suit everybody. For family members, it may seem a good investment if it's expensive enough, and it may definitely help your friends look great at a party. Speaker 2.
As for me, I dislike pragmatic domestic gifts. They may be useful, of course, but when you get a present, you expect a surprise, not a new kind of washing powder. I don't understand people who are happy to get kitchen towels, cups, dishes, or anything like that. If you don't have any innovative ideas, buy some perfume or flowers. They aren't practical. They're pleasant.
Speaker 3.
Honestly speaking, I'd be glad to get a weekend camping tour, even to a local place of interest. It would be the best present. And the worst is perfume. Perfume is the ultimate in personal gifts, even more than accessories. What scent a person chooses is unique and usually very subjective. It also looks like a last-minute decision, which may seem impolite, unless you're absolutely sure in your choice, which, as I said, is a rare case.
Speaker 4.
Giving and receiving presents can be stressful. A picky person can dislike some gifts, or even worse, give them to somebody else. Horrible! So I found a perfect way out. A gift certificate. For anyone who likes shopping, it is ideal, and you don't waste time trying to find something special. But there are disadvantages about a gift certificate, too. A person may think that you just didn't want to be bothered and get offended. So, it's not a universal present after all.
Speaker 5.
If you can afford it, try not to give things, but experiences as a present. It is not necessarily something very expensive. Tickets to the first night performance or to a new exhibition in an art gallery or anywhere else will do fine. It is even better if you can go there together and share these experiences. Take a camera with you and take pictures. Such a present will leave long-standing memories which are dear themselves.
Speaker 6. Living in a high-tech world, it would not be unusual to buy gadgets as a present. If your friend commutes, it can be an iPod. If your friend is very busy, an electronic organizer will be an excellent idea. There are millions of choices, and they are not expensive either. Such a present can show the person exactly how much thought you put into choosing the perfect gift, taking into account his or her way of life and needs. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker 1. For any celebration, you have so many people to give presents to. Your mates, parents, relatives. It creates a problem of choosing an original present. I think everybody is so tired of traditional gifts. To my mind, the simplest way out is accessories. They are always different and can suit everybody. For family members, it may seem a good investment if it's expensive enough, and it may definitely help your friends look great at a party. Speaker 2.
As for me, I dislike pragmatic domestic gifts. They may be useful, of course, but when you get a present, you expect a surprise, not a new kind of washing powder. I don't understand people who are happy to get kitchen towels, cups, dishes, or anything like that. If you don't have any innovative ideas, buy some perfume or flowers. They aren't practical. They're pleasant.
Speaker 3.
Honestly speaking, I'd be glad to get a weekend camping tour, even to a local place of interest. It would be the best present. And the worst is perfume. Perfume is the ultimate in personal gifts, even more than accessories. What scent a person chooses is unique and usually very subjective. It also looks like a last-minute decision, which may seem impolite, unless you're absolutely sure in your choice, which, as I said, is a rare case.
Speaker 4.
Giving and receiving presents can be stressful. A picky person can dislike some gifts, or even worse, give them to somebody else. Horrible! So I found a perfect way out. A gift certificate. For anyone who likes shopping, it is ideal. And you don't waste time trying to find something special. But there are disadvantages about a gift certificate, too. A person may think that you just didn't want to be bothered and get offended. So, it's not a universal present after all.
Speaker 5.
If you can afford it, try not to give things, but experiences as a present. It is not necessarily something very expensive. Tickets to the first night performance or to a new exhibition in an art gallery or anywhere else will do fine. It is even better if you can go there together and share these experiences. Take a camera with you and take pictures. Such a present will leave long-standing memories which are dear themselves.
Speaker 6. Living in a high-tech world, it would not be unusual to buy gadgets as a present. If your friend commutes, it can be an iPod. If your friend is very busy, an electronic organizer will be an excellent idea. There are millions of choices, and they are not expensive either. Such a present can show the person exactly how much thought you put into choosing the perfect gift, taking into account his or her way of life and needs. This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.